Hi, this is Jennifer Sage with the Indoor Cycling Association, and I want to introduce you to an instructor, Melinda Massey, from Lexington, Kentucky. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her first. She's been teaching for 10 years, and she's been a longtime ICA member. She is very, very passionate. She really cares about her riders. She wants to make sure her classes are technically correct and that her students are going to get the maximum benefit out of her rides. So she really studies the science as well as the motivational side of it. She, you know, it's important for her to have fun music and to make sure her students not only have fun, but just really, really achieve success. But one thing that really amazes me about Melinda is that she is passionate about helping new instructors. She loves to guide them along the right path. She likes to find them sometimes amongst her own students and encourage them to become instructors. Now, I did a training down in Lexington a couple years ago at her facility. So I've actually been there. I've seen her interact with her riders. And I just want to, I know you're going to really enjoy her. She's going to tell you a little bit about how she mentors her students. Now, I began my conversation with Melinda by asking her first whatever prompted her to become a spinning instructor.
Lexington, Kentucky has been known in recent years to have ice storms. And I used to be a runner, and I ran during all weather conditions. And one morning about 11 years ago, I went out to run the morning after an ice storm. There were massive logs, branches, so much stuff on the sidewalks and streets that I knew I had to give this up. And so I went home, and my husband, Bill, had been taking spinning classes for about 4 or 5 months, and he said, "Why don't you just come try this class?" And since I didn't have any other alternative, I went with my running shoes and took my first spinning class. And it is one of those things that I don't think anybody ever forgets. I remember it more than I do the ice storm. The instructor during, it was an hour-long class, and the instructor played a song called Live and Let Die. And by the time she played that song, I was praying for death. It seemed easier to me than living through the rest of that ride. But by the time it was over and by the time I got home, I was totally hooked and changed my whole schedule around so that I could start attending spinning classes.
That's a story we hear a lot. Now, when did you first decide to become an instructor? How long after that?
I rode for about 5 years before I decided to become an instructor. And the reason that I decided to start teaching was because I realized that while this was something that I was enjoying right that minute, I also realized it was something I would enjoy for the rest of my life. I knew my goal at the time was to do it until I was 70. And recently I've seen people 104 on the indoor bike, so that's my new goal.
Oh, that's awesome. And then after being an instructor, you discovered that you had a knack for mentoring other instructors.
I had experienced being mentored in the club where I originally started teaching, and it was invaluable to me. I could not have done it if I had not had that experience. So mentoring was something that I feel should be part of every program and have tried to do with anyone who's indicated an interest.
So how do you discover new instructors that you want to mentor? Do they approach you or do you approach them?
I've done it both ways, actually. Couple of people that I've mentored have actually taken my class for a number of years and have approached me about becoming an instructor, or I have announced that we will be holding a certification or that there is a certification close by. And after they go through the certification, they ask me if I will help them become instructors, which, of course, I want to do. Then also when I've known that people that have taken the certification And if I feel that I know them well enough, I will reach out to them and tell them that it can be a bit overwhelming at first. And if they'd like help, I'm more than willing, would love to do that.
Can you walk us through maybe the first couple months of mentoring a new instructor? What can a new instructor expect?
You know, like so many things, when you're teaching indoor cycling, the answer to that is it depends. If we have an instructor that is brand new to teaching anything, the plan that you put forth for them in your mind and maybe share with them is going to be different than the one that might be for a person who's been teaching fitness classes for years.
And cycling is just new to them, but they might be step or body pump or...
Exactly. Okay. And I have attended certifications where the time that the person is spending in the certification is actually the first time they've been on the bike. Now, I have not personally worked with anybody under those circumstances, but it does happen. So I would imagine that the plan you would develop for someone like that would be even more extensive.
Yeah, I would think so too. I would also think that someone like that might be a little less likely to even know that reaching out to a mentor is even possible. So
yeah.
I think mostly what we're going to be dealing with, and the people listening to this are going to be dealing with, I'm hoping to attract instructors who want to reach out to mentor, but they're going to be dealing with people who may be their students who want to become an instructor, or maybe someone they work with at their facility who, like you said, might be teaching something else and just want to add indoor cycling to their repertoire and need some guidance from a seasoned instructor. So
sure.
Take us through that process.
Okay, so let's assume we have someone who maybe has never taught before. And they go to the instructor certification and they are taught a massive amount of information that may or may not have gotten through everything that they need to know. So I will ask them after the certification to meet with me, and we just talk a little bit for a while about what they learned, what they noticed, what questions they had. We reviewed some of the material that was covered and just tried to make sure that they had a good basic understanding of the goals of being an instructor. And then I'll ask them to put together, we'll talk about putting together a ride, because that's one of the hardest things, I think, for an instructor, to put together a ride that has purpose. And so I'll ask them to put together just a short little ride and ask them to teach it to me. And we'll go over a plan for that ride. We'll figure out the purpose. We'll talk about how to warm up and teach the meat of the ride and go through the cool down. And then I'll ask them to find music that they enjoy, put it to that ride, and then come teach it to me. And they do that. And when they do, I remind them that we're all practicing, that I don't want them to feel uncomfortable or nervous because they're doing this in front of me. They are practicing, and the only way to get better is to practice. And depending on how they're doing, I might throw some things out at them. I might start riding with my knees real wide and suggest that they look at me. And is this an opportunity for a cue that they might want to give? So I try to encourage them to develop the instructor eye while they're teaching, even that first class. Then after they've done that, and depending upon how they feel about how they did and how our discussion goes afterwards, I will probably suggest to them that they get together with a small group of their friends, and to lead their friends through the same exact class.
I think that is so crucial, and I think it's also very helpful just for getting that feel of having bodies in the room with you that you're talking
yes.
to, and they shouldn't feel afraid of making mistakes because their friends will understand. So
exactly. And I actually left out a step, because before they teach that ride to me, I ask them to go in and practice teaching it to a blank room to get used to using the microphone and just seeing the other bikes out there and thinking about what you might want to say, and then teaching it to me and then teaching it to their friends. And you know, depending upon how they feel at that point, they may want to do that several times. And when they do it with their friends, I try to be there as well and sit in the back of the room always and just listen. So I do try to be there as a support for them all the way through the process. After they feel comfortable in front of the group and feel comfortable with the ride that they've been teaching, I'll ask them just to put together a warm-up for me. I'll tell them what my plans are going to be for a ride and ask them to develop a warm-up. We'll go through that. And then I invite them to come to my class and teach that warm-up.
But just the warm-up part.
Just the warm-up. We team teach. They do the warm-up, and I try to be very encouraging before we start. Hey, we got a new instructor. We're so excited. She's learning how to do this. Let's help her through this process, and let's be supportive. So then he or she will teach the warm-up. We'll change over the mics during a recovery period, and then I'll take over the class, and the instructor will then join the class. I ask them to do that a couple of times for me. And each time I do it, I ask them to extend by a little bit the amount of time that they're teaching, and we coordinate our efforts. I will also suggest to them that they contact other instructors and ask if they could possibly do just the warm-up of their class. And I do this for a couple of reasons. One is to give them experience with a different group. The other is because I like to think that as an instructor team, we are working as a team toward helping other people become part of our team. We get to know each other. That way we support each other instead of trying to be in competition with each other at our facilities.
I love that mentality. I wish it was
prevalent. I do too. And then after they get to the point where they're teaching a good deal of the ride, and sometimes the entire ride for my class, it may be that they need to be like the little birds going out of the nest. You need to kick them out and say, okay, you're ready. And or they may say, hey, you know, I've done 20 minutes. I want to do the whole thing. They're ready. So then I suggest that they contact the fitness director of the club and let them know that they would like to start subbing, because subbing is a really good way for them to practice. They can use that same ride that they've worked on over and over again, get it down, get comfortable with the idea of teaching. They get to introduce themselves to the memberships, and hopefully that's a way that they can start building their class in the future. And when they are ready, hopefully there will be a spot for them so they can start their own class.
So, Melinda, what do you think instructors are lacking the most after they take their certifications? Now, as you know, I was a master instructor for spinning for 12 years. I taught their certifications. I don't teach certifications anymore. I've taken quite a few other programs, and I think the spinning certification is a great foundation. But I do not believe any program, you name it, that you learn what you need to know in one day or even 2 days. In Europe and in other parts of the world, the certifications are 2 days long. It's not enough. Do you agree?
I do, and we've already touched on that when I said that I met with the new instructor to talk about all that they had learned that day. Yeah. And one of the things I learned from you when I took one of your training sessions was that cycling is the most studied sport in the history of sports. And when you hear that, you realize that there is just no way you can get all you need from a one-day or two-day certification course. So that's when it's really important that as a facility and as a mentor, you encourage your instructors or the instructors that you're mentoring to seek out the opportunity to ride with other instructors, exceptional instructors, visiting conferences or different facilities, absolutely important that they continue with their continuing education, joining organizations like ICA, where education is the primary goal, continuing education is the primary goal for instructors there. It just has to be part of what we encourage as professionals in this industry.
Absolutely. And I might add, if I may, the Cycling Fusion library of classes has, you know, there's quite a few with me, and there's quite a few with Tom Scotto, as well as some other really excellent instructors, that it's not just for students to go watch. It's really a great tool for instructors to watch those online classes. And I will put a link to that Cycling Fusion library in the notes for this interview.
And I can't tell you how many of those and how many times I have watched those to learn from them, because you, the three of you together is like hitting the jackpot. And I don't know if Gene is still doing this or not, because I haven't checked in the last few weeks, but he offered a live feed of his class at the Y in Philadelphia. And on Mondays at 11:45 or 12, you can log on to your computer and watch him teach.
Everybody listening to this should be following Cycling Fusion, as well as the Indoor Cycling Association, to see what they're doing, because he's got so much to offer for instructors, and they have an excellent online training as well. So what advice would you give to a new instructor who might be looking for a mentor? Now, they're not really always easy to find. You know, we need to clone you, Melinda, and put you in every single facility.
Hopefully, the facility where they work already offers a mentoring program. As I said, that was available to me, and I was very grateful. If their facility does not, I would first suggest that they go to their fitness director and ask if there is someone that he or she may know who would be willing to mentor. And hopefully then that person would ask their instructors if there is someone that would be willing to mentor. If that person has ridden with instructors, one thing I did actually when I had decided I was going to learn to teach is I went and rode for months with all the instructors that were teaching at our facility, and I kept a notebook of what I liked about them, what worked for me, what didn't work for me. I just had a whole bunch of stuff. If they have done that, if they have ridden with lots of instructors, then maybe there's someone that they connected with that they wouldn't mind going and asking, how would you feel about doing this? You never know unless you ask.
And I think you're absolutely right. And you're always encouraging me to do that too.
Yeah.
Melinda, for people listening, Melinda keeps telling me that I need to contact Jens Voigt to see if he'll do some work with ICA. Right. I mean, you never know unless you ask. So my next question is, well, let me back up a little bit. I absolutely agree. If, you know, if there's not a mentoring program available, just start asking instructors, because it makes them feel good that you respect what they're doing. But most important, I think, for an instructor who may not have a mentoring program available, is to try to find a way to do some team teaching. Like you have your instructors do just a little bit of the warm-up. Maybe when I used to do it, when I ran a program years ago, I'm not at that facility anymore, I used to have them do the warm-up and then maybe a climb or a flat section, or give them like a 10-minute segment in the middle. And I think that's just a really great way to get your feet wet. And you just need to get them wetter and wetter and wetter until you dive in full, you know, all the way. But let's go on to those listening who might want to mentor. Maybe their facility doesn't have a formal program. It doesn't always have to be facility run. It's better if it is, because like you said, you create a team that works together. You're much more likely to sub for each other, and there's less competition, I'm better than you, and it's just everyone is there to make their program better. So Melinda, what advice would you give to an instructor who might be listening to this? Maybe they don't have a formal mentorship program at their facility. It's always nice if they do, but it's it's truly not that common. But if you don't, you could still reach out. You can still help them and, you know, give them a guiding hand. What advice would you give them?
Actually, I ran into that today. I was fortunate enough to be able to sit through the indoor cycling spinning certification class yesterday, and there was a member of our facility, an instructor at our facility, who decided that she wanted to become spinning certified. And this morning when I got up, I sent her an email and said that I was so excited that she had taken that step. And I knew that if she were like me, all of that information was a bit jumbled right now, but that if she ever had any questions that she would like to have answered that maybe I could help her with, I would be delighted to do that at any time under any circumstances. If she'd like to meet with me, I would love to do it. If she just wanted to send me an email or give me a call sometime, I was always willing to do that because someone had done it for me.
We need more instructors like you, and I hope those listening to this will start taking some instructors under their wings and guiding them. Some people may not be able to get as much time as you do, but even that little bit of help, I'll tell you what, when you are a new instructor and everything is just poured on you at once, it's so nice to have that kind of guidance. Well, Melinda, thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me, but also thank you for being you and helping so many instructors on their path.
Well, thank you for all that you've done to help me do that.
You're welcome.